Blog Talk Radio.
Not to say. So you want a line? Yes. Okay. Hey world, you're now listening to Teeth Thizzle Radio, and I'm glad that you guys are here to join us. I see everybody in the chat room. I have my two co-hosts on the line. I have Miss Sunshine and Miss T. Miss Sunshine, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, this is Sunshine from Philly.
Hey Sunshine, you was loud with it. Miss T, you on the line? I think her line is kind of silent. You must got us on hold. But anyway, today's show we're having is going to be basically an adult themed show. So I really didn't want any youngsters here. I wanted everybody to be, you know, 18 and up. It's more like a grown show. But we're going to kind of talk about everything, but, you know, mainly about sex and relationships. Because I feel like sex is a big part of the relationship, and a lot of people do things in relationships based around sex, be it either being faithful, unfaithful, but a lot of things that happen in relationships center around sex. So basically, I want to start off by talking about the whole Tiger Woods cheating thing with him cheating on his wife. So basically, what did you think about that? Because it's been all over the news. I talked about it on YouTube, and it's getting on my last nerve. So,
I know. It's something that should be private. That's their business. You know, that's something that they have to work on within themselves. Although he is a prominent, you know, figure in society, however, you know, his personal life is just that. It should be his personal life.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. I just, you know, I just felt like there was, like, they're focusing too much on it. It's like, who cares? He's not the first guy to step out on his marriage, and he's not going to be the last. You know,
right.
People are saying in the chat room, too, that they're surprised, and other people are saying that it's getting annoying. And I really do feel that way. And I feel like a lot of times we don't value sex, and we don't value relationships. And I feel like a lot of times, too, everything is so free now. Everything's a game. It's almost like marriage is just a joke. It don't matter. So that's why I want to talk about and talk about a lot of these alternative lifestyles that are popping up now, including, you know, threesomes, swinger clubs, and just things like that. And then basically, too, I wanted to ask, and this also goes to people in the chat room, you know, a lot of times when people step outside the relationship, they make excuses. And they say things like, you know, well, I wasn't getting any at home, or I'm addicted to sex. That was one of the things that Eric Benet said when he was cheating on Halle Berry, who is considered the most beautifulest woman in the world, quote, unquote. And he was still stepping out and cheating on her. So, I mean, do you buy that excuse? Do you feel like there's a such thing as, A, either being a sex addict, a nymphomaniac, or do you just think, you know, basically a hoe's a hoe, and they're just trying to, you know, dress it up?
Well, people do have addictions. Now, I don't know anybody personally, but I know that people have addictions, whether it's to sex, whether it's to alcohol, whether it's to tobacco, whatever the case may be. People are addicted to certain things, you know, and in Eric Benet's case, his, you know, addiction was sex. And unfortunately, it, you know, was the downfall of his, you know, relationship with Halle Berry. However, you know, we are human and we're prone to error. So, you know, she shouldn't, or any other woman shouldn't fault themselves when, you know, their partner goes out and, you know, disvalues their relationship and, you know, steps outside of their relationship I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, so I was disagreeing with you.
Oh, that's okay. Just stepping outside that boundary and allowing their flesh to be weak.
Yeah, and a lot of times when people get cheated on or things happen, they tend to blame themselves and they take it internally when really didn't really have anything to do with that person. It's just that other person is, like you were saying, maybe they are addicted to sex. Maybe they have to get it elsewhere because they're not getting enough at home. But people in the chat room are saying that they feel like a lot of the mistresses are just trying to gain fame from it. And then Chocolate Dream is saying that she's not surprised because people cheat every day, whether you're a regular person or a celebrity. Guardian X is saying that he finds it funny that everyone is basically making it look like these women are coming forward as if they're victims. And I agree with that. It's almost like they're saying, oh, you know, I don't know none of their names, but I don't care. I don't care to follow up and find out anything about a jump off. But if they're basically like, okay, jump off, you know what I'm saying, like jump off A, you know, coming forward with her story and her text message, you know, as if jump off A was raped. Like none of these women were raped. So what are y'all coming forward to tell us? That basically you're whore? Because you knew he was literally, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we always celebrate bad behavior. Like why are they even getting attention? I mean, to me, I'm not saying brush it under the rug, but I don't think that he should be all over the news. There's more stuff going on that's more important than where he lays his head at night. you know, regardless right. that if it's his, with his wife or with his jump off, I don't think that that should be frontline news. You know, I don't think that these women should be treated like they're celebrities or like they're bringing something important to the masses. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what he wrote you in the text message or how he said he was going to give it to you. That's between y'all. You know, so mm-hmm. I just find that funny. But I do agree with you when you said that, you know, there is a such thing as sex addiction. I do feel that way, that some people can be addicted to sex. But let me ask you this, though. So now, let's say you're in a relationship and you find out that your man or your woman is so-called, quote-unquote, addicted to sex. They have to have it all the time. So what do you do if your sex drives don't match up? You know what I'm saying? You may want it once a week, but they want it every day. So, I mean, do you compromise? Do you just do it just to do it? Or, okay, is that an excuse for him to step out or for her to step out? Because a lot of people battle that in relationships when it comes to sex.
Absolutely not. I don't feel like they should be stepping out on one another because they should realize that in the beginning, something, there had to be some signs somewhere. You know, you should know when you're compatible with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there had to be signs somewhere in the beginning before you got too deep into a relationship where, you know, your partner is just such a sex, you know, fiend that, you know, they have to step outside of the relationship. There's no relationship if you have to step outside of the relationship. That's just how I feel.
Okay, I agree with that. I can agree with that. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I definitely think that a lot of people are comfortable having sex. You know what I'm saying? It feels good. It's something to do. But a lot of people are not comfortable talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my thing is, if you're in a relationship with somebody, if you can't discuss and get down to the nitty-gritty as far as, like, you know, what you want out of the relationship, how much you want, how much sex you want, positions, things like that, then it's almost like, what's the point of being in a relationship if you can't be open with that person? Like
right.
you said, it shouldn't be a surprise if all of a sudden your man wants sex every day. At some point in time before y'all got together, you had to have known that that was his mentality, that he was a freak. He wants it every day. So either you're going to roll with the punches and give it to him every day, or else y'all going to have a conversation with it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or else that's not going to be the person for you because, you know, not everybody can do that. You know what I'm saying? There's not enough time in the day to have sex 24/7. But,
right.
you know, I just feel like, you know, there's not enough communication. But honestly, from the people that I've spoken to and a lot of the stuff that goes on, I think we're at a point in society where people, where it's like, it's almost acceptable to just do what you want to do as far as sex goes. It's not a big deal. And then I also feel, too, that, like, if we take the situation with Lil Wayne, right? Lil Wayne done had two babies 2 months apart. He had a baby last year. So it's like, he's screwing all these girls, and it's, like, not a secret. Why are so many women comfortable being the jump-off or being the sideline? Like, I'm not understanding that. It's almost like we're now, like, in a society where it's okay to just be the other chick. Are you noticing that more and more where it's like, you know, you're kicking it with somebody, but it's like, okay, it is what it is. He got a girl on the side, but I'm his main girl. But my thing is, how can you be his main girl if he's screwing somebody else?
Right. It goes back to self-esteem and having low self-esteem and just wanting to be with someone or being a part of someone, you know, just to say you have someone, you know, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, like you just want somebody, you know, in the bed with you. You want somebody next to you warm. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So I definitely understand that part of it. And they're saying in the chat room, that they're basically saying in the chat room, too, no, it's not another Tiger-hating show. I ain't got time for that. We're not worried about Tiger. What he chooses to do is his business. But,
right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's his business. What I wanted to say, too, is that, like, even the whole thing with Lil Wayne and him having multiple women and people being comfortable, you know, being that other woman, I mean, are we going that way in society now? Is it going to be to the point now where it's just like, because I'm starting to think that a lot of stuff that probably 20 years ago were unacceptable is now acceptable. So, like,
mm-hmm.
basically, it's cool to have threesomes. It's cool to be a swinger. Like, it's not a big deal anymore. Like, do you agree with that or disagree? Like, are you seeing that more and more where it's like, you know, people are just bringing other people into the bedroom?
I actually have two friends that, you know, swing, and I'm still baffled on why they would do it. One is a married couple, and one is one of my homeboys, originally from Philly, but he's into that crowd in, you know, New York and out in California. And
it's really big, and that's why I want to do the show about this topic, because a lot of times it's taboo. People don't like talking about it. But I'm going to tell y'all, when we stay in North Carolina, we're in the Bible Belt. And there's been a lot of controversy because over where I stay, there's a big swinger mansion. And every Friday on Brother Fred's AM Mayhem, they always talk about, you know, couples cheating. They're always trying to catch each other. And I'm starting to notice more and more it's stemming from behind people allowing others to come into their relationship. So at this swinger mansion that's not too far from me, I mean, it's like really undercover. You have to have secret passes. You have to sign up online. But, yeah, it's a real thing. And somebody is saying in the chat room, too, that a lot of people on MySpace are swingers, and you are so right, Selred, because I've been propositioned on MySpace by many people. And this was before I ever started YouTubing, so it's not like these people knew me from YouTube. At one point in time, I was talking to a guy, and then his girlfriend was also emailing me. You know what I'm saying? It's like they both were attracted to me, and they wanted me to join them. And I think they lived in, like, Virginia, and they were, like, willing to, like, fly me up there. And I'm like, hold up, y'all don't know if I have AIDS, y'all don't know if I have herpes, but y'all just so willing and ready to fly me to y'all's home and sleep with y'all, but y'all don't know what I'm bringing into your bedroom. I could be crazy. I could get up to Virginia and rob your entire house. You know, so it's like a lot of people are really getting down like that. I'm telling y'all, some of the emails I get, you know, it's like, you know, my girl likes you, my girl's bi, you know, can we get down? So my thing is, who's getting tested? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what about STDs? What about, you know, pregnancy? So now I'm in the bed, I'm having sex with you and your girl. Okay, now I get pregnant. Now what happens?
Right.
It's like we don't think about that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's just so worried about busting a nut and who can be the freakiest in the bedroom. But, I mean, real tight, you know what I'm saying? If you're having threesomes and you're doing this, this, and that, anything can happen. You know, they didn't know if I was on birth control. They didn't know if I didn't have an STD. They didn't know what my plan was. How about if he was, like, a millionaire, and I'm like, shit, I'm about to get pregnant. I'm about to get me a child support check like Nivea and, like, the Chinese girl that got pregnant by Wayne. You know, people have different, you know, reasons for why they do stuff. People sometimes have ulterior motives. So I just feel like people need to be really careful about who they proposition. The first time I ever got, and I'm just being real and upfront, y'all know I don't front about shit. I don't care. But the first time I ever got asked to be in a threesome, I'm going to tell y'all, I was, 18 at the time, and it was one of my friends. Like, you know how you have a homegirl and then your homegirl has a homegirl?
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of my friends, and we were all in the club. And she was older than us. We were 18, but she was 25. Why she was hanging with 18-year-olds, I don't know. But she was 25, and she dated black guys. She was a white girl. And she basically
big
had
booty.
The one with the shape I told you about. She was a badass white girl, real tight. She had a banging shape, and this was before people were getting butt injections and all that. She was a bad white girl. But anyways, this girl was not bisexual. She wasn't gay. She just really loved her boyfriend. And her boyfriend told her, you know, basically, like, I want to have a threesome. You need to find another girl to, you know, come into the bedroom with us. You know, and if you don't, I'm going to leave you. I want to be in a threesome. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I didn't know nothing about it. So it was like she was coming at me. She had been drinking and stuff. We're in the club. And it's like she just kept staring at me and just, you know, coming at me real, real weird. And so then finally she just came on and asked me. And she was like, you know, I can't ask such and such because, you know, me and her are like almost best friends. But I'm going to ask you because, you know what I'm saying, we're cool and whatnot, but we're not that close to where it would matter. And so she asked me. And she was like, you know, would you join in a threesome with me and my man? And I'm 18 at the time. Her and her man are, you know, her man was even older than 25. And I was like, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not about to do that. You know, and it just kind of shocked me because then I asked, I said, well, are you gay? Are you bi? Because I had never known her to even be attracted to women. And she told me, no, but I'm willing to do it for him.
Wow.
See, the key word is she was willing to go down that route for her man. So it wasn't even like she was gay or bisexual. She was trying to keep her man, and she wanted to do what made him happy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it just, it tripped me out. And she ended up having a threesome. It wasn't with me because I was like, no, I'm straight. But she did end up having it, you know, and it kind of turned her out.
The crazy part about that is, you know, she's willing to do that and go down for her man, but what if the tables were turned? Would her man be willing to do that for her? If she was to ask him, can another dude come up and, you know, and mm-hmm. be banging me out all, you know, mm-hmm. out while you watch?
Exactly. Ronan said, ski, ski.
Right.
It's true, though. It's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if my fantasy is to have two guys at once? So, you know, but you're not a gay man. You're straight. You're not into guys. Are you willing to fulfill my fantasy? You
right.
know, see, a lot of times guys are comfortable when it's two girls. When it's two mm-hmm. girls, that's everybody's dream. You know, I want two girls. You know, that's four ass cheeks and four sets of titties. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if the roles are reversed, a lot of guys are uncomfortable with that. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So I definitely think, like, you have to be careful when going that route of bringing people into your bedroom. Let me go ahead and take a call. We got somebody calling in from area code. Oh, they just hung up. Call back 317 because I was just about to let you on. But, you know, I just think it's a lot to it. And, like, I was about to finish the story. She ended up doing a threesome with somebody else, with another girl, because she was a stripper. So she ended up hooking up with one of her stripper friends or whatnot. And it kind of turned her out. After that, she really kind of liked it more and more and more. And, you know, and I just felt like her, you know, the guys just kind of manipulated her because she wasn't a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? She was just a regular chick, but she ended up enjoying it to the point where it's like she has to have a female in the room for them to even have sex. Guardian X, Guardian X just said, no clashing swords in the bedroom. I like that. Let me let in area code 317. 317,
hey,
you're on the line.
Hey, what's good to you? This is Ronan.
Hey, Ronan, how you doing?
I'm good. Just ran into this very interesting topic today.
So what you think? Would you ever, you know, do a threesome? Would you, like, if your girl wanted to, you know, be with another girl, would you let her? Is
I
that
have.
Your fantasy? He
I
said
have.
He has? You have?
I've done the threesome and the foursome.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I'm like, you got quiet.
Where are you
yeah,
from?
Okay.
Where are you from?
Indianapolis.
Okay.
Well, they get down in Indianapolis?
It really wasn't in Indianapolis at the time. I've been invited to do the whole swinger deal, but there's just too much into that nonsense out there. I can't get down with that. So
mm-hmm.
with the whole threesome thing and that extra stuff, that happened outside of here. But I agree with Guardian Next. I mean, there should be never no clashing of swords or friendly fire. That shit is fucked up. It's fucked up.
So y'all ain't trying to clash swords, huh? Okay, but I see Don said that he did a swinger party one time, too. So what made you interested in swinging? Can you tell us that?
I didn't do the swinging thing. I mean, the whole thing with the threesome at first, that was when I was overseas. And I always thought about it. So, okay, let's check it out. So the whole thing went down in Thailand and Australia, and then that was that. But coming back here, a female friend at the time, she was interested in a relationship, but she wasn't relationship material. She asked me to go out to the swingers party or nothing, and like, nah, I'm good. You know, just knowing how she gets down, and you know, she's basically a community dick socket. So I was like, nah, man, I'm cool.
Oh, damn. No, damn.
No, but the you know, but the foursome thing, you know, it just was what it was. But, I mean,
so when you say y'all did the foursome thing, it was like two couples at one in the room, like almost like a menage a trois, and I was just getting down in the room.
It was four couples. I was on the north side. These girls are just dyking out, and dude was on the south side doing his thing. So that was it, you know. Then afterwards, it split up, and, you know, we was on their, you know, separate own thing. So
did y'all swap girls?
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all
did y'all protect yourself?
Huh?
Did y'all protect yourself?
Yeah, we protected ourselves, but it was just some late night gymnastics. I mean, everyone's out there just doing their thing. So, you know, but the whole thing is there is a dark side to that madness, and everyone gets excited about how these multiple people out there, and yeah, I mean, it's really multitasking, you know, at its finest. Well, actually, there's the whole thing about the stuff with the free clinic. Most people don't do that shit. They don't get themselves tested. They don't recognize the fact that someone can catch feelings and be the third wheel of the party, and it starts getting real ugly after that nonsense, because afterwards you got some people just go the extra mile for that shit. And then someone did mention that you can forge papers. Yes, you can. But when you go, I make sure the person I'm involved with is there with me. I don't believe in that smoke and mirrors and all that bullshit. I want you to see right then and there what it is. But most people don't do that. They just, all it takes is a wine cooler, and it's go time. But
he said a wine cooler, not even a shot of Hennessy, a wine cooler.
Yeah.
You got a low tolerance. But yeah, see, and that's what we was talking about earlier is, you know what I'm saying, like the whole STD factor. Because I know even at the Swinger Mansion over here where I stay, they said you have to literally bring paperwork, but then you have to sign like a whole stack of legal documents. So, like, you know, in the event, you know what I'm saying, you go in there, you raw dog or whatever, and you come out and you contract HIV, you can't sue the club. It's basically on you. So it's like they have you stack a whole waiver. Like they said, it's about 40 pages of, like, legal documents before you can even go into the mansion. So that right there would just kind of make me nervous, too. But I just, Don was saying, like, as soon as people swap paperwork, people are comfortable enough to where they're willing to go raw. And I don't understand that, because this is somebody you've never met. You don't know them. Even if they're saying that their paperwork is legit, you just never know. Why would you even risk, you know, going around somebody? You know what I'm saying? At a swinger party, I just don't get that.
But most people don't put no forethought into it. There's people who can sit there and give you crabs. Something where you get something that, you know, inflames or destroys something in your urethra. It's just so many things that you might even see the symptoms now, but later down the road, you wonder why you're coughing all fucked up. So it's people just need to really think about what they're doing. Sex is like really a Pandora's box, and once you open that thing, it can really wipe out a community if you're not careful. Most people don't think about that. They just figure, wow, I'm gonna get down and do my thing, because they make it popular on television nowadays. Because back then, you thought you was doing something when you saw someone pop out a titty or something, you know. But nowadays they're showing anything, you know, but underwear. So I mean, it's just people are not careful about things nowadays. And yeah,
like you were saying, like on television, like you have the shows like, you know, Tila Tequila and like the whole, you know, bisexual, you know, their lifestyle, which is absolutely nothing wrong with that, you know, to each his own. But they do make it look like it's okay to just, I mean, regardless if you're gay or straight, I don't think you should be sleeping with anybody.
Well, that's another thing, too. It's like, because you never know if say you are in that late night triangle or, you know, that pornographic pyramid. You don't know if the dude is sitting there checking for you or vice versa with the chick. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of elements you got to watch out for, because things can get real, go from wild to fucked up in 0.3 seconds. You just don't know what the hell you're getting into. I mean, because some people have their own private intentions of that, because, you know, there's some moist dudes out there and there's some suspect chicks out there. So they're going real crazy. That's why I'm like, hey, I'm done.
Yeah, that may just want to stop. Let me just, there's about 10 people on the line. If you want to talk, hit one to talk, because you have to raise your hand. So when I see your hand, I can let you on the line. Because I'm sure all these people aren't listening, but just hit the number one to talk, that way I can let you in. But yeah,
that's why when it comes to a chick, you know, if I'm with my girl, I don't care. I mean, hey, it's Buck Wild City right now. It's just me and her doing some trifling shit, and we happy. But when you add an extra people in that mess, that only further complicates the problems out there. or the chances of.
See, my thing is too, like with the whole swinger thing, like you were saying, Sunshine, your friend is a married couple. And I noticed a lot of married people get into that lifestyle, and that was one of the issues that that happened on the radio show that I was listening to, is that the husband, he had that whole fantasy. I want to be with two women at one time. That was his whole fantasy, and he got basically more than he bargained for. He wanted to stop because after a while, I guess he started feeling guilty, or, you know, he decided to go to church one day, and all of a sudden he realized what he was doing, I guess. I don't know. He just started having second thoughts, so he didn't want to go to the swinger house no more. So he tried to catch his girl up because he felt like his girl was catching feelings for the one girl they had been hooking up with every Friday at the swinger mansion. And so when they called his girl, and, you know, she said she would never go swinging without her husband. She wanted her husband there at all times. That was the rule. But he felt like she was stepping out with her on the side. But anyways, he asked her on the radio, you know, I want us to stop going together to the swinger club. You know, I don't want to do it anymore. Let's stop. We started together. Let's stop together. She told him, nope.
Ow.
She was like, yeah, she told him, and that was her husband. She was like, no, because, you know, you opened up Pandora's box. I like it. I like being with women. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like the way a woman makes me feel. So, no, I'm not going to stop going to the swinger house. Mm. You know, and so he was, like, really upset. But what could you do? You know, you put that, you opened up Pandora's box, basically. And like he was saying, you never know what you're going to get with that. You know, just like another thing, I can tell you another story that happened to a friend of mine. She was married as well, and at the time, I didn't even realize she was bi, but she was married, and there was, like, a younger girl that she knew, and she ended up moving the younger girl into her and her husband's house, and her and the younger girl, you know, I think she turned out the younger girl, because, like I said, the younger girl was probably, like, 18, 19, and she was, like, in her 20s, and it's just really an associate, not really a friend, but an associate, but anyways, they all started sleeping together. Everybody, and I'm like, where was the baby when y'all was having all this wild sex? But they started sleeping together, her husband, and the girl. So her stipulation was this, y'all, get this and tell me if this is stupid or not. Her whole thing was, okay, we can sleep together, it doesn't matter, but I don't want you having sex with her when I'm not here. When I'm at work, you guys are not allowed to have sex with each other unless I'm here. Okay, well, she's young, so she's in school for what? 3-4 hours out the day, you know what I'm saying, taking GD classes or whatever, and he doesn't work. So they're basically at home together all the time. Well, come to find out, her husband was sleeping with the girl every chance he got. And so she ended up getting really jealous. You know, she was really mad about that because she felt like, you know, we were in this together. We're only supposed to sleep together when we're all here. How are you going to start sleeping with her behind my back? Well, again, you opened up Pandora's box. Your husband wasn't even interested in being with this woman, but now you don't buy her into your household, and then now there's something you want to sit here and dictate when they can and can't have sex unless you're there. But, you know, you can't be everywhere at once.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, to make a long story short, let's just say the husband is now with the younger girl. They kicked the lady out the house.
Yeah, Lovely T.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say we were sitting and discussing in the chat room. I wanted to say that the problem is sex is not that hard to get with anybody. If you fall down the stairs, you'll find out you're between somebody's legs if you're not careful. And it's sad like that. And it's like some people are like, well, I mean, we went on these different shows and talking about, you know, a man got to give me some money, you know, do this or, you know, I couldn't do this and that. I'm telling people as I'm living and breathing, there's a girl out there that I knew that gave me some pussy in exchange for a bacon sandwich and no bread. There's another one that don't even care. She'll go out, and like, when I was with her, her kids in the front room, she dragged me into the back of her, in her bedroom and got her asshole blown out. That's just all she cared about.
Her kids were in the front room?
While her kids in the other room fucking the house up, she was in there getting done up, getting dutied up, and it was just ridiculous. People don't care no more. At least you have the common decency and respect to go to the Dollar Inn or hotel, you know, do what you do, take the 4-hour nap, and then just, you know, keep it pushing. But people don't care no more. Okay, kids are gone.
Now Karina Sugarface done called you out, boo. She said, now, what does that say about you? Because you was breaking her off and you knew her kids was in the other room, Ronan. Keep it real.
It said I had a wet dick. That's what I had. So it was what it was. But then, like, from that point on, I just knew what that she asked me to have a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't do it. And the reason why I didn't do that, because, I mean, I don't care if you can have access in-house, pussy and all that nonsense. It really came down when she said, it's not about the kids. You don't have to worry about them. It's you and me. And that's
mm-hmm.
bullshit, because that's a package.
What do you mean
deal.
It's not about
so,
the kids? Where were the kids going to go?
Huh? What'd you say?
She said it's not about her kids.
Well,
then the first question
said.
Is, are you going to accept my kids?
No, she didn't even say that. She said it's not
that's
even about
the kids.
That's what I'm saying. It's just you and me. So
that's crazy.
You basically tell me to accept one part of you instead of the rest of you. And that, I said
right.
the whole package deal. And then, like, no, that's bullshit. You know?
That's crazy.
So you have
but
to
you're
go
right,
back
it's
to
not
actually
hard
how
to
this person. You got to go back to how this person treats you and what they have in between their ears. And I don't care how fine you are. If you're a beautiful retard, I'm not going to fuck with you too long. I just won't.
I'll tell you on that one. But you're right, though, because a lot of people don't have respect for other people's relationships. Hence, it's popular to be a jump off. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, everybody knew, like, I wanted, you know, just using Lil Wayne as an example just because he's the one who's out there, you know, screwing all these girls raw dogs. It's like everybody sees that he has his main chick, but all these other chicks are just comfortable being the little sideline, and then not only that, bringing children into the world. You know,
right.
So it's like, you're right, people don't care. It's like you can be married, and it's almost like if they see a wedding ring on a man's finger, that will turn a girl on quicker than a single person. You know,
it's
so
all about
it's
ego.
Crazy.
It's all the challenge. Well, I took him. I still got that platinum pussy, but I'm still living
right.
a cubic zirconium life.
Exactly. Because, okay, you got him that one time, but you're not on his medical. You're not getting his checks. I mean, it's crazy. It's like the things that people brag about just don't make no sense. Okay, he took you to dinner and a movie, and he got some. Now what?
Huh.
And you're still at home alone.
All
so it's like people don't think
ass.
About stuff like that.
You just left with a wet ass and a flaky back. That's just all you were left with. So
I'm at her back. And why her back got to be flaky?
No, I'm just saying.
Dried up.
Why you got a bob back? Can you give me some? Can you lotion her up, please?
Dried up.
You get too many of them that, you know, okay, well, this dude dogged me out, but this dude took you to White Castle, and just because he put extra cheese in your cheeseburger, you did any and everything under the sun.
No, he didn't say White Castle. Damn.
So,
that's
I mean, just
the cheapest.
We ain't got no White Castle down here, but we do in Minneapolis. I love White Castle.
They all up north.
They need to be more realistic. And I'm talking about all the Checker Burger hoes, all the chicks that, you know, you just you give them a box of Riley fries and then they just doing eating everything. I mean, come on, just raise the bar.
Get some fries?
I mean, yeah, I tell you, a bacon sandwich with no bread. All she said was just let me fry it up. So what you think I did? Yeah, I did that shit. I didn't care. And she cooked that shit butt naked, so I didn't care.
You can tell everybody in the chat room who's from up north.
Right.
They're talking about how good White Castles is. All the southern folks is quiet, like, huh? Don't you mean crystals?
Instant hamburgers.
It can be crystals.
I know, right? Get the whole stack.
White Castle, Long John Silver's, Taco Bell. Hey, it is
pick
what
your choice.
I mean,
big places. You know all about the hoes, Ronan.
And some,
you're
well,
a hoologist.
Well, some of the biggest hoes I met were in church, and that's a whole other show. So.
Okay, that's
oh,
a whole
wow.
show. We're not even going to go there, boo. We're going to go back to the switch. Okay, now let me ask y'all this. Okay, do you feel like being faithful is considered played out in old-fashioned?
Depends on individual. It takes a measure of discipline, which is really lacking in this day and age. Big brothers figure, like, it's just modern-day polygamy. Just people don't want to acknowledge it. Hey.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, you know, like, no one really talks anymore about being faithful or being committed. It's almost like if you're trying to do the right thing and be faithful in your relationship, it's almost like, especially if you're a guy, like you're laughed at, you know what I'm saying? Because the mentality out here is to be a pimp and get as many hoes as you want. You know, you have your main girl, you have your wife, but you have all these other little chicks on the side. You know, and that's like the mentality. You know, even if you look at like the hip-hop stars, most of them are married. Most of them have wives, you know what I'm saying? But you always see the little jump offs in the background, or, you know, you'll see them photographed with some girl who is not their wife. So it's almost like that is the mentality nowadays in society, and it's sad. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, do take marriage as a joke. You got Britney Spears getting married, you know, her little 24-hour marriage. You know, you got people just not taking it seriously, and it's more about the wedding and the reception and the gift than it is about the couple and the two people.
No, they don't even honor that marriage thing. I mean, the ink that hasn't even dried yet, and out there jumping in someone else's bed, even with the rings on. So they don't value anything anymore, not even themselves, their health, nothing. I don't know why that stuff is popular nowadays. I mean, you figure if you got a good one, I mean, it takes a lot of skill to keep the one you have interested anyway. But people just figure, it looks good on the other side. I mean, I got to have it. This person got a fat ass, or girl, you know, he got good hair. That's all they think about it. It's just 5 seconds of intuition, and they have a lifetime of regret. So there's a price of accumulating dick miles.
Yeah, it is. You're right about that. It's definitely a price to everything. You know, nothing is free. You know, like I said, again, that's certain people's lifestyle. Some people are really down. Like I said, I know people who swing, and they really like it. Like, that's their thing. Like, that's their lifestyle. You know, they enjoy it. Their husband or wife enjoys it. And I feel like part of that is just the fantasy of having your cake and eating it, too. It's almost like you're basically legally allowed to cheat. You know what I'm saying? I still have my wife, and we can still put up a front in society, like, you know, everything's all good. But, you know, I have Becky and Susie and Sally and whoever else is in the damn room that night.
Yeah, but what about Keisha? These people, but in talking to these people, you find out all the legion of problems and situations they run into on a regular basis. And they act like, you know, it's part of the game. Like, okay, well, it's just wash over. There are consequences to the choices you make. I mean, I don't know why they're the last ones to see it. They're sitting there complaining about it and saying, well, such and such came over when I didn't want them to. You invite yourself to that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't complain.
Yeah, you're right. Now, who is this in the chat room saying that? I think it's Chocolate Dream. Well, somebody was just asking, how realistic is it that a guy will wait for a girl, you know, like if you're a virgin, that a guy will wait until, you know, they're married? Because it's like that. I mean, it's hard for a lot of girls out here who are virgins who aren't having sex, and a lot of guys are not willing to wait. So it's almost like, you know, I've heard of virgins, well, so-called virgins, whatever. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to keep my virginity, but I'm going to let him do what he wants to do while I keep myself. Well, why? You know, why is he out here, you know what I'm saying, you know, not trying to be nasty, but like, you know, busting a nut and getting off, but you sit here saving yourself. Like, shouldn't he feel that he should be just as worthy and save himself for you? Like, a lot of guys are not willing to wait. But why should the woman have to settle if she wants to be a virgin?
Well, misery loves company.
She's sitting
I know there are males and females who are actually virgins who see this bullshit for what it is. And when I talk to them, I encourage them to wait. But then again, they look at everything that's happening and they don't want no parts of it. They figure, yeah, I'm cool over here while everyone's out there burning.
Right. Mhm. And that's what they're saying too. Like, you know, a dude who's a virgin gets clowned very badly, and it's true. Now, let me tell you, I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. Let me know in the chat room if y'all have seen the video. It's on Worldstar Hip Hop, and it's Lil Wayne, once again, reference to him. But he's doing an interview. He has like a reality show or something. He's doing something to DVD. But there's a scene where he's talking to a little kid. He's talking to Lil Twist, matter of fact. Lil Twist is like a little rapper on his label. And basically, he's telling Lil Twist, like, you know, you ain't had none yet, what? You know, you need to go out there and get some. I had a baby by the time I was 15, and I remember when I first got my, you know, my dick sucked or whatever, baby was in the room with me. He said it was a bunch of guys in the room, and it was like, I don't know who it was that sucked his dick. I'm assuming it was another, you know, 12-year-old, 13-year-old. I don't know, but it was another girl. But basically, he said that baby told the girl, the little girl, you need to go ahead and suck Wayne's dick. You're a good dick sucker. But this is two kids, so, like, you have adults encouraging young children to have sex early and to do, you know, to behave in this type of way. So, to me, I just think it's sad because like somebody was saying, a lot of guys who were virgins get clowned, and that was a perfect example. Lil Wayne, instead of, you know, commending this boy, like, not saying he was a virgin, but the little boy just wasn't having sex at that time, but instead of telling him, you know what, you're not missing nothing, you have your whole life to have sex, he was clowning him and telling him, you know, by the time I was 15, I had a baby. You out here, you're not getting none. You know, so it's like he was just, like, sitting here just clowning the boy and telling all these stories about how he had been having sex since he was 11. But I find it funny because his daughter, Regine, just turned 11 or 12, like, what, last weekend in Atlanta they had her birthday party. But I wonder if he would feel the same way if baby told his daughter to go suck off some little, you know, some little boy. You know, so it's kind of crazy how we treat our boys, but you're right, though, because a lot of boys get clowned for being virgins, and it's like we should encourage that. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hold on and save yourself, save yourself. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'm going to say this from experience. Like, having all these notches on your belt is not a marker of manhood. Manhood is all about making those decisions, even the ones that are unpopular. So the ones that people are – I've seen this personally, and I've seen people do this to people out there that try to clown them because of their personal choices or their personal stances in life. And I just had to tell them, like, when they run into that nonsense, some jokes just write themselves. If you got someone trying to clown you and they got – starting five and reserves on the bench when it comes to children, or, you know, a couple baby moms or fathers, like a bad hand of spades, you look at them motherfuckers and it's like, you know what? What can you tell me? I want no part of it. Just people need to think, that's all.
That's the truth. It really is, you know, and it's just, I don't know, I just find it really, really funny. We have a lot of people in the chat room, about 14 people in here. And, you know, it's a lot of good conversations going on. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a trip, and I do feel like a lot of people, you know, in this day and age, we don't take sex seriously. You know, it's just all about busting the nut, regardless if it's with wifey, if it's with, you know, Jennifer down the street, Jenny on the block. It just doesn't matter anymore, and I just think that's sad. And another thing, too, I wanted to talk about is a lot of this stuff starts young. Like, there's, you know, believe it or not, you know, to the parents listening or whatever, a lot of girls in high school have threesomes. Like, people are thinking, oh, this is for college kids. No. I mean, I remember being in high school and knowing, like, 16 and 17-year-olds and, you know, who are involved in threesomes. So it's definitely not just the older people. There's a lot of kids out here engaging in that as well, like, once again, to keep their man, because they're thinking, you know, or not even thinking, but that's what the guy may be telling them, that that's his fantasy. He wants to be with two girls. So now you have two, you know, childhood best friends hooking up just to, you know what I'm saying, please that guy. So it's
but
definitely look, starting
but,
younger.
But take
younger.
A look at what we're looking at nowadays. Like, nowadays you have 12-year-olds engaging in oral and anal sex in school. You had these little rainbow parties. You had a whole thing where these girls out here are just making these packs to get pregnant. I mean, we have lost. We're spiraling out of control with this whole thing. That's why I said sex is a very double-edged sword. It is very dangerous. And people get all caught up in this, you know, well, you know, my dick game or this and all this nonsense. But they don't realize until it's too late that they're inevitably fucking themselves. They just are.
Yeah, you're right about that. It definitely is a double-edged sword. You know, and with sex, you know what I'm saying, regardless if you're in a committed relationship, in a marriage, or if you're just trying to be a player, it's a lot of responsibility, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that come with sex, and I guess with me personally, why I have never gotten down with the whole threesome thing is just, I don't like to share. I'm a stingy bitch. Yeah, I take it as like, I'm a stingy-ass bitch. If you're my man, I don't want to envision you with somebody else. I don't get off on that. I don't want to see you hitting off some chick. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my shit. I'm stingy. So that's why I've never gotten down with it, but, I mean, again, to each his own. But also, too, it's just like, you know, I think even if you're secure with yourself and, you know, you're confident in yourself, we're all human. And I would just feel like it would be like that little tinge of jealousy. Because, again, my mind is always going to be wandering like, okay, well, what if I'm not here? I'm at work. What if I'm, you know, on vacation? I'm back in Minneapolis or wherever. You know what I'm saying? What is he doing when I'm not there? What if he calls her? Like, that would just have me going crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have, that would always be in the back of my mind. Like, when I'm not there, what are they doing? And being that that happened to that associate of mine, that was the same thing. But she invited that into her household, so that was on her. I didn't feel bad for her at all when he left her for that girl because she brought that on herself. But, I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about that, Sunshine? I'm a stingy bitch.
Shit, me too. I'm with you. I feel you, see? For real. Shoot.
I'm a very secure. Golf club. I sure would, Creo Sugar Face. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say with the ladies, if you're in a relationship with a dude or vice versa, you have to understand that you can never rape the willing. You just can't.
You can never do what?
Rape the willing.
And your significant other will try, but you know you'll put up a little resistance, but you can never rape the willing.
I know that's right.
You know,
that's
so,
for real.
Hey, make some Gatorade, do your calisthenics and stretches, and, you know, hey, late night gymnastics, let's get it.
That's the truth, you know what I'm saying? And I think, too, sometimes when people get into, like, having to, like, do all these extra things in the bedroom and have all these extra people in there, you know, so I'm not saying that. It might be something else that's lacking, too. You know what I'm saying? Because if you need to have four people to entertain one person, you know what I'm saying? Maybe your sex game's not on point. I just don't feel like you need the whole neighborhood in your bedroom. But again, to each his own. But I just don't feel like everybody needs to be there. You know, and I feel like if you're going to, you know, engage in threesomes, you know, because, I mean, I can understand it, and I can understand, you know, the whole meaning behind it, especially if you're bisexual. I can understand that because it's the best of both worlds. You're getting, you know what I'm saying, what you like. So I understand that, but I just feel like, you know, if you're going to engage in threesomes and swinger clubs and all that, definitely protect yourself. Definitely be safe, you know, because there's a lot of stuff out here. You know, we had the HIV show a few weeks ago. You know, a lady was on there, Miss Debbie, with AIDS. So, I mean, it's real. And just what, yesterday or the day before yesterday was World AIDS Day. So there's a lot of stuff out here. So we definitely have to be careful regardless of whatever floats your boat. You know, but I just, you know, I'm glad you guys are here and you guys came to the show. We have about 7 minutes left. So, Sunshine, what were you about to say?
No, I just was piggybacking off of what you said in regards to being a stingy bitch and just shit. I'm very confident with myself, but I do have a little jealousy streak, and I can't see myself ever inviting anyone into the bedroom because that's a private, and, you know, and my partner the same. He could never see anyone, you know. We've talked about different things and what his views are and what my views are prior to us even having that intimate relationship before we even gone to, you know, getting our freak on, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. You are definitely right about that. And, again, it's all about communication. You know what I'm saying? It's all about talking it out and communicating with each other. And if that's what you guys like, you know, then bring that up in the beginning. If you know, if I'm bisexual, I'm going to let you know I'm bisexual. This is how I get down. Put the cards out there in the beginning and then let that person make that choice. If you're the type of guy who has to have sex, damn it, every day at 8 o'clock, every damn day, put that out there. Don't just use that as an excuse to cheat on her because, you know what I'm saying, she's at work at 8, so I'm about to go see my jump off. See what I'm saying?
Right. What type of shit is that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't use that as an excuse to cheat on me. Just let me know so I can take that day off or something. But, you know, people just need to be really honest with themselves and talk. Like, you know, don't be so quick to hop in the sack. Talk about what your likes are and your dislikes, you know what I'm saying, where you want to be touched and what you want to have done. If you like threesomes, talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave wifey at home and then you out here engaging in threesomes with, you know, Craig and them. You know what I'm saying? Like, be honest. People just really need to be honest in these sexual relationships. We have a call calling in, area code 863. 863, you're on the line.
Hey, lovely. My bad. I know it's kind of late. My bad.
You're good. We have about 5 minutes left. What did you want to add, Elijah?
Is this Elijah?
Yeah, I know. Why are you calling out every show? I'm mad at you.
Hey,
know.
Elijah.
Who's this?
Sunshine from Philly.
Oh, what's good? Philly in the building. Hey.
Okay, South Carolina.
You just call me Mr.
I know, right?
What was y'all really talking about just now? Like sex?
Oh, you wasn't even listening to the whole show? It's almost over now. You don't have to listen to it in the archives.
I was at work. Can y'all just school me a little something? Just tell me a little something.
We were talking about swinger clubs, threesomes.
That's all I need. So what do you think about threesomes?
Would you ever have a threesome? We got 4 minutes left. Would you ever engage in a threesome?
Or have you?
Okay, no, he has. Listen to that laugh. He's had it before.
Okay. I have had one before, but it wasn't with another guy.
It was you and what?
It was me and two other girls.
Oh, okay. We had a guy in there. My ears perked up. So were you and Chad
too?
Hold on.
Sunshine, I'm starting to feel like we're out of touch. Like, a lot of people don't have threesomes, even in the chat room. Like,
what the hell going
are
on?
Are we missing something here? Are we missing something? Can y'all tell us something?
We ain't really missing nothing. It's just an experience, but it's always good. I don't know. Like, I'm a freak. Right? If I'm in the bed and I'm doing my thing, I get a little freaky. I'm not like those stale sex partners you have. Stale sex partners is the partners that like the normal penetration, don't like oval, can't touch me here, can't touch me there. I can't mess with no girl like that.
Let's say your girl's like that. We got about 3 minutes left, but we're going to go to the archive.
Okay,
now hold up. Let's say that your girl's like that, Elijah. Is that an excuse to cheat? What if she's just a pillow princess? And for y'all who don't know what a pillow princess is, that's the girl who thinks she's too cute to do anything freaky in the bed. She just lays back on the pillow and just likes to be.
Oh, my God.
You know
I can't
saying?
Stand
that. I'm like, I hate pillow princesses. Like, I just have sex with all types of girls. But I just think that's whack. Like, you can't just lay in the bed and just, you know what I'm saying? You got to do stuff, y'all. You got to do stuff.
Well,
how do you feel about pillow princesses? You think it's right to cheat on a pillow princess?
No, see, this is the thing. My brothers, if you listen to any brothers on the line, let me holler at y'all for a minute.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
When you is doing your thing, and y'all know what I'm talking about. When you doing your thing to that girl that swears she can't do nothing, you could turn her out. You ain't gonna turn her out.
It's been done before.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Turn her out. Yeah. You ain't got to cheat. You hit that pussy real good, excuse my language. Her ass be doing everything. Let me think. Turn around on her own. Hey. He'll tell you to pull her head. Hey, for real, I done told girls that thought they was always lesbians out. So I know.
I know exactly what he's talking about. The ones that say, y'all don't do this and that. Yeah, you can work that out. There's things that they've been thinking about doing, but you just have to bring it out of them. So it happens.
So basically, you guys are saying that it's still not an excuse to cheat, right? Even if the chick is a pillow princess and she's
no,
exactly
no, no,
no,
you can work it out.
Okay.
It has to be both of y'all. If both, like, I think the reason why people cheat is because I know people always going to see something that may look better to them, but you really gotta be like attracted to that person to the fullest, not to want to cheat. You know what I mean? Like, I have been with girls, and I know I have wanted to cheat. I ain't gonna fight. I have one look at a girl, and be like, damn, she got good pussy. Excuse my language, but I just wonder how that thing is. But
oh,
I will go ahead.
Green, always green on the other side.
But listen, get females, y'all do it too. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We talk about sex.
I mean, no, you're right, because everybody looks at everybody in a sexual way.
Y'all do the same thing. Y'all see them fellas.
Look, sunshine. You know when a guy walks by with bow legs. Stop it. With some bow legs, girl.
I told you, there she goes. See the freak coming out. I love you now. Y'all better watch out.
I'm going to be real.
Y'all better watch out.
You know, everybody's human. So, I mean, I see what you're saying as far as thinking and stuff, but, you still got to restrain yourself.
Yeah, you said cheat. Like, I don't even think it's necessary for you to experience anything with your wife or your girlfriend like that. So, see, when I did that, I wasn't with those girls, you know, so I was single. But
at that time, if I had a girl at that time, we wouldn't have did that. So cheating-wise, no, you shouldn't cheat. And should you cheat on a pillow by the pillow puppy, whatever you said, no. Just turn her out. Give her that good dick. Excuse my language.
Oh,
like, boy. That's it.
You don't
care if
you can make this show rated R, Elijah.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry. Lovely, you
what's
know
your sign, Elijah?
Huh?
What's your sign?
I got the freakiest sign of them all. You say it.
You were Scorpio.
Oh,
we got 5 seconds left.
No.
Thank Scorpio. You guys for tuning in. We're going to go into overtime. Okay, we're done streaming.
Okay. Scorpio is not the freakiest sign, but I'm a Gemini.
Oh,
Daddy
no.
Never.
Scorpios are the freakiest sign because we both
I'm a
see
Gemini.
Scorpio.
Yes.
Get it in.
I'm representing the Scorpios here, so, hey. Gemini's and Scorpios are going to
I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo, and Leos are just sexy, okay? Thank
Scorpio
you.
Right here. Sunshine Scorpio all day.
I guess I'm the solo Gemini here, but I'll tell you like this. I'm a big flirter. I'll tell you that right now, and I'm not saying that it's good to be like that if you have a girl, even though I don't have a girl, but I'm just saying, like, the freaky stuff, I like that. Like, it's just something about that. It's just that extra... when you're ready to release. Excuse my language.
Okay, calm down.
Okay, with the soft porn.
I know, you're talking soft porn. Okay, but okay, now let me ask you this. Of course, there's nothing wrong with the freaky stuff.
Happy belated birthday, Ronan.
Oh.
So
Elijah, let me ask you this, though. Okay, there's nothing wrong with the freakiness, you know what I'm saying? But are you saying that you want to be freaky with that one girl or with everyone, or is that part of, you know, the whole threesome thing? Because then you're just, you know, that's a freaky environment in itself.
I'm not saying I want to do threesome forever. Now, if I do wind up being with a girl, whatever, hell yeah, I'm going to be freaky for her. See, well, the thing is, all right, sex is not the main key in a relationship, but
I agree with that.
It is important. Ladies, my gentlemen on the road, it is very important because some girls will pick a fight. And you know, a girl knows, like, you know when you ain't really hitting it right. You know what I mean? You get up looking for your shoes, like, damn, I need to go somewhere real quick so she don't wake up and then start talking shit. And she was like, here they go. And throw her shoes at you, be like, sorry ass. You know, see, you can tell. You can tell when you're not doing it right. Girls will let you know. So that's bad. You can't never let your girl know. You know what I mean? You don't know how to do it right or stroke it right. There's certain ways you got to stroke it and all that.
Oh, Lord.
Why would you be just to one girl?
Yeah, I'm a co-sign with what he said because that is a very important element, but it's not the element of relationship.
Yeah, it's not
no matter what, in the internet. You say in or out of the bed, you're going to have to maintain that level of communication and be real with each other instead of sharing through that bullshit. But like he said, you can only do that freaky shit for so long, but then it actually takes real work to do, be creative. And it takes that creativity and a whole bunch of good elements out there to maintain that relationship. There's some times where you want to do the whole candles and sending incense and all that bullshit, and there's some times where you ladies just, when you meet your girl, she's down to get pillaged. That's just point blank.
Yep. Sometimes when you're ready to just give it
you
to her.
Right,
like,
but I mean, like you said, there's definitely, you have to be able to have more to your relationship outside the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? I think sex is a big part, you know what I'm saying, because it's a waste of time to be with somebody who just does not know what they're doing. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not down like that. You got to go. But, you know what I'm saying? It's a waste of time. I mean, let's be real. Like, you want to be with somebody who makes you happy in the bedroom, but once you get out the bedroom, y'all have to have something in common. It has to be more to it than
I'm going to tell you like this, though. I'm going to tell you like this, man. Happiness, man, like, when you hitting that girl right, boy, she'll make you breakfast, she won't argue, she'll make you fun. Listen, for real, stress is, you know, sex is a stress reliever. People don't understand that. If you do it right, man, look, that girl won't be yelling, she won't want to do this. She could be having the worst headache ever. Man, you give her some good dick, boy. Listen here.
Man, it could have the adverse effects. She could want to just...
Man, she'll get up telling everybody how good her man is. Not in bed either. He is no good to me.
One thing I've learned from watching them damn talk shows in the 90s, you don't tell nobody what your man does in the bedroom, because then the girl gets curious. You know what I'm saying? You don't tell nobody. That's my business. If I'm with him, he's obviously doing something right.
Doing all that miscellaneous stuff, talking about what you and your man do in the bedroom, you might as well put a billboard out there and say his address is at such and such.
Exactly.
Because
you're going to have to think of mine.
Like dude said, I mean, it goes right back to the whole communication thing. You can get down to freaking all you want, but once you come out of that bedroom, what do you really have? If that's all you got, then you got nothing. And that's the difference between a relationship and a fucking relationship.
Exactly.
It's sometimes, you know you ain't going to be with a girl, but she do look good as hell. You just want that fucking relationship.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely fine, but make sure that you know what I'm saying, you just be real, and you say that from up front. You know what I'm saying? Say it in the face and jump. Like, we just get the sex thing, and that's it, and keep it moving. We going to have sex, and when we're done, you go your way, I go my way.
But T, here's another thing. It's like when you actually have a relationship, on the guy's perspective, you'll see a whole lot of females throwing ass at you like it's just going out of style. Then that's the challenge out there. That's the challenge out there. Same thing, especially with on the females. I think y'all get dick thrown at y'all all day, every day. Don't even ask for it. You got a guy to sit there and you sit there and drop a napkin. He's throwing dick at you. You know, it's like, oh, well, here, here's some dick. I mean, you guys see that all the time.
You want some dick?
Yeah.
Remember that shit on, what was that, Chris Rock? You want some dick?
but the actual challenge is, can you respect your girl enough to, like, look, I just want to come home. I got peace in my house. That shit might look good, but it ain't good. I've seen some beautiful retards. They're just crazy. You know, just like you can't. I realize that you can't do everything to everybody because there's certain people that if you really lay the wood on them motherfuckers, they lose their damn mind.
Look, you know what else I was thinking about when you talk about laying that wood down? Like some girls, like when you say fucking relationships, I'm telling you, I done had a couple of fucking relationships, and some girls just don't know how to act. You give them that dick and you tell them it's just, we're just going to have sex or be sex buddies or whatever, man. They don't know how to act. They start blowing up your phone, trying to get your phone, trying to get your house, be laid up, be your bed when you come home from work, man. They get crazy.
And here's another thing. You get these girls that talk about their size queens and all that stuff. Really, a dude just has to. A dude just knows what he has to do and where to hit. You can run into guys. I seen girls coming out of the hospital limping because they done ran into that dude that sat there and pretty much knocked their, uterus out of alignment. And then there's some dudes that they're just some, you think are average and sat there and just had these girls just stupid, just stigmatized. So it's just all about what you know what you're supposed to do. You educate yourself. You'd be surprised. You teach, and the crazy thing is you teach some females about themselves that they didn't even know.
There's some of them climax, and they'd be like, oh, my God, what was that? They know how to talk. When they climax, they say, oh, my goodness.
Especially when you're a female in your relationship and you find out that the first time that you're a squirter, game over. Just game over.
Y'all really turned this into a deep sex show, boys.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
y'all was not. Y'all went in. I'm not even mad. Y'all went really in on this one.
Man, if a girl squirt, boy, we gonna have to do it again and again and again until she say stop. Unless she black out. Because when you squirt, boy, that turns a nigga on again.
Oh my God.
That is real talk right there. Because really, guys like us just think that shit is Gatorade. We just think it's Gatorade.
Man. Tell her like this. What else is sexy in the bed? Like when a girl's coming, don't she look so fucking pretty when she comes?
Some women have some real fucked up fuck faces.
On the real shit though, 95% of guys be looking like we fucking handicapped when we come. We try our best to hold it in. We try our best. we can't even speak.
Y'all having too much fun now. Goodness, y'all went into deep details. So we're going to get into the show. We're going to get ready to end this show.
Well, I mean, there's people who differ in that. I mean, some can somewhat try to play it cool, and other ones, you know, they, you swear his helmet fell off on your chest. I mean, it just depends on you two as a couple, what y'all into. If you actually talk to each other and find out what y'all like, you know, what you dislike, and you pretty much don't let the dude go out there by himself with GPS trying to figure the whole thing out, and vice versa with a female. Some people need sexual flashcards sometimes. So.
Yeah, but again, it's all about communication. So on that note, we're going to end the show because it's 11:40 and I had to wait. But, I really appreciative that y'all called in, and thank you for calling in, Ronan. You made a lot of really good points, appreciate that. So everybody in the chat room really enjoyed the show. There's a lot of people that came through, so I'm glad. And there's a lot of people on the line listening, too. So it was a really good show, so I appreciate it. So we're going to do it again next Thursday. Same time, it's going to be 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you join me. I am Lovely T 2002 on YouTube, and you can find me Lovely T on Twitter. So good night.
Peace.
All right.